Kitchen. Get Craig in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
It was the only new movie out this weekend, so Riddick had to be number one, right? Yes, it was. Vin Diesel's self-funded Riddick debuted in first place with $18.7 million, knocking The Butler down to second with $8.9 million.
Number four.
It was scary there for a minute when two Scotland Yard security officers cornered an intruder in one of the gardens at Buckingham Palace. Reportedly, at gunpoint, they ordered the man to put his hands up, get down on the ground. Well, the man with his face in the dirt turned out to be Prince Andrew. Yeah, he's only fourth in line for the throne, but still, he's royalty. You'd think they'd recognize him.
Number three.
DMX was bored. So when he was stuck at a hotel in Detroit, he decided to walk around the hallway in his boxers, his socks, and his house arrest ankle bracelet. After that stopped being fun, DMX decided to drop his underwear and sprint down the hall naked. Then he grabbed his shorts and casually walked back to his room like nothing happened. But it did, and TMZ has the hotel surveillance footage if you want to check it out.
Number two.
It could be the end of the Kardashian era. Sales of their products are down. Ratings for Keeping Up with the Kardashians are falling. Kris Jenner's talk show didn't get picked up. And now Lamar Odom's being branded as a crackhead. Not good for the Kardashian brand. And we all know how important that is to Momager Kris. But the family's contractually obligated to keep filming Keeping Up until at least 2015. After that, it could be the end of the Kardashian era.
Number one.
The NFL announced yesterday that Bruno Mars will be the halftime performer for Super Bowl 48. The countdown to February 2nd, 2014 begins. Only 144 days to go. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.